Good morning. Mental note for me, do not choose a reading that makes you cry before you have to get up and speak. But as some of you may know, my background is with the military. My father served. Luckily, he made it out alive, and he's retired and doing his thing. And now, through some weird twist of fate, I've married a soldier, so this cycle continues on. So this day means a lot to me. And when I was asked to speak, I wasn't really quite sure what to say. If you haven't been around the military, it's kind of a interesting lifestyle to try to explain. Okay, you're a nomad. You pick up and move whenever you go where your country needs you. That's what you do. And I've moved all my life, and people always ask me, you know, what was that like? I can't imagine moving all the time. Well, for me, I can't imagine not. That was how I grew up. That's what I did. And I got to see a lot of countries, and I got to see a lot of people, and I got to go all over the place, and I got to go places I never would have been before, and some of them I never want to go back to. But yeah, it's part of it, right? So it was a blessing to me, and I got to learn a lot from that. So it was big. But when I was trying to plan on what I wanted to say, I didn't know. And I drove Chris nuts as I was randomly coming up with ideas, and I'd say, oh, can I talk about this? Do you think that's too much? You know, if I start talking about the Army, do you think people are going to be like, ooh, I don't want to hear about that? So we worked through it, and he dealt with me. Thank you, honey, for listening to me. and we got through it. And what it really came down to was, what in all of this is important as a community? You know, what I remember is important to me, but what does it mean to the rest of you? You know, I can get up and speak about what I know, and that's my truth. But what does it mean as a group? And what I wanted to talk to you today about is, what do you remember? What's important to remember? Part of why I struggled with this is my father's a chaplain. Okay, I grew up listening to him do his sermons and counseling me, and he was very good at what he did. And I can't even hope to come close to my dad, because he is one of the most amazing men I've ever met. And no, I'm not kissing up because he may listen to this later. It's, you know, it's my father. And when I was looking to join a church, which was something that I had decided I wasn't going to do again, you know, having been to services several Sundays for my entire life, I figured I was stored up and I didn't have to do it. But when we came here, I felt so welcomed by this community. And I was listening to the wisdom in the sermons by Reverend Van Zandt, and I thought, there we go. Now I've found two really wise men to listen to. And so this was worthwhile to me. But that's a tough act to follow. Okay, come up, listen to him. He always has something good to say. He's always kind of amusing, and you remember it, and it's great. I thought, man, what am I going to talk about? No pressure. Well, what it comes down to is this. The only things we take with us are our memories. Okay, life changes around us. Solomon's ring, since we were talking about Song of Solomon, said this too shall pass. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, it's not permanent. And the only things that we have with us that we can take with us are the memories we hold. And this is important for a lot of reasons. I mean, if you are, for you personally, you grow by your memories. And every memory you have, even if you share it with another person, is your own, because it's your viewpoint that you remembered under. So you grow as a person by the memories you have. If you had to wake up each day and start again without having any of your memories from before, you'd never get anywhere. You'd never grow as a person, and as a community or a congregation or even as the entire world, if everybody woke up new and had to start again, we would never grow and proceed. And that's important. One of the stories I was thinking of when I was trying to figure out what I was saying was my father when he went out in the field. Those of you who don't know military life, they go on maneuvers and training randomly without any warning, and the Army calls it going into the field, like it's some kind of fun thing you want to do, but, you know. And Dad would disappear for a couple days to several weeks at a time, and go on maneuvers. And since he is a chaplain, if they are training, he's not allowed to carry firearms. Well, they went on maneuvers one day, and they divided the group into two sections, and it was good guys and bad guys, and, you know, I think they were using red and blue so that they didn't go with the cowboy hat thing. You know, it doesn't work for the Army. But they divided them, and they were out doing maneuvers, and my dad pulls up in a Jeep with his assistant, and there's a tank over the hill, and it's the enemy camp. And his assistant says, well, we need to get out of here. I only have my firearm. We can't really defend ourselves against this tank. We need to go. And my dad says, no, come on. We can deal with this. There's a way to handle this. Watch this. So he gets out of the Jeep, and he wanders over to the tank, kind of knocks on the side. The soldiers pop the top, and they're like, Chapman, what are you doing? He's like, well, I've got some Jolly Ranchers. You guys interested in Jolly Ranchers? Candy's good, right? Come on out of the Jeep and, you know, come on over to the tank, come all down here, and I'll give you Jolly Ranchers. All the soldiers are like, woohoo, you know, we've been eating MREs for the last several days. Jolly Ranchers are good. So they all come out of the tank, and he's passing out Jolly Ranchers. They're all down there talking and having a good time. And he says, oh, and by the way, I'm on the enemy side, and you guys are captured. Okay. My dad always tells that with a bit more flair, but there's things that I got from that story. The soldiers gave him the target off the side of the tank, and he gave it to me. And when he brought it back to me, there was not a mark on that target. There was no weapons marks, nothing was fired. My father must be the first person in history to capture a tank with a roll of Jolly Ranchers. But it's something to remember. There was no violence there. He found a creative solution to solve his problem. And what I took from that, and what I've seen since in all of my interactions with soldiers prefer peace. Okay. It's a volunteer army. They didn't volunteer to say, you know what, I really want to go kill people. They volunteered because they value the country. They value what we are and who we stand for and everything that makes America what it is. And I'm not going to go off in that tangent because I'll be there all day. But freedom is what's really important to them. It's not about the wars. That's a sacrifice they're willing to make. But they're willing to make it because we, as a community, stand for something important that's worth that to them. So when you stop and think about your memories and you're thinking about your personal stuff, also think about the group that you belong to, because that is who we are as a whole. And those memories unite us, give us common ground. So it's an important thing to have. And let me see. Checking notes. I don't want to get too far off on a tangent. You won't get me back. The other important thing about memories, they're not always good, right? You remember those who passed on before you? Some of those are painful memories, but those are just as important because there are just as many lessons to learn in those memories as there are the good ones that you hold dear. If you turn your back on the memories that are bad and the things that you just wish hadn't happened, you lose a bit of the learning in that lesson. Okay, I remember several times when I've embarrassed myself horribly, hoping this will not be one of them. But I remember those, and those help keep you humble. Those teach you lessons. Those teach you how to live, how to interact, and better ways to be. The good memories help comfort you. They help provide you strength in times when things are not going so well. And they come and bring you together, you know, around the family table when you're sitting around talking about, remember when so-and-so did this? You know, remember when Dad did a headstand and fell down the hill? You guys remember that? That was funny, you know. It brings you together as a group, but the bad memories are just as important because they also remind you what not to do. They're learning devices, and a lot of times they keep you safe. Okay, when you were little and you touched the stove, you burn your hand. Okay, ouch, that hurt. Then you learned fire, hot fire, hand, bad. And you remembered that, and it kept you safe as you grew. So memories can teach, they can comfort. In a lot of cases, they validate your life. If you're looking back in the end, what have you done? Well, if you can't remember what you've done, you're kind of lost and floating out there. But if you're remembering what you've done in your life, it helps you feel better that you've accomplished something. Okay, so memories hold a lot of places. And they don't always have to be real. They don't have to be historical memories. I know a lot of people who are creative in their use of memory. You know, they don't like the way they went, they rewrote it, you know, and you're like, that's not what happened. And yes, it is. Oh, okay, it's for you, that's what happened. Well, the Native Americans, specifically the Lakotas, they have a fictional character they use to help teach so that they don't have to embarrass themselves by saying, you know, this one time I did this stupid thing. They use Iktomi. It's Lakota for spider. And they know that at any given time, if someone starts a story with "Ake Ixtomi," this is going to be a teaching story. It's probably going to be funny, too, because he's always doing something stupid. But it's a teaching story that will help you learn how you're supposed to behave and learn how you're supposed to act in that community. And that has spread through the entire Lakota community to the point now that all Lakotas know this. So if something's coming up and they want to teach, they'll say, "Ake Ixtomi," and everybody will turn and listen to the story about what Spider did this time that he shouldn't have done, and hopefully they learn from it and they know not to do that. Most of all, I think remembering helps define us as a people. It breaks down barriers, it creates friendship, it comforts and consoles. And we talked about how it validates your life. It holds us together as a family, even in the face of grief and death and the hardest of times. It keeps us going and provides strength that you need to complete difficult tasks. In a lot of cases, it's the oral history that reminds you of where you've come from. And as we all know, you don't know where you're going unless you know where you've come from. So memory is incredibly important. You know, St. Francis of Assisi said that you have to witness all times every day, and if necessary, use words. The importance of that is your memories come from your actions. Okay, so whatever you remember was something that you have done or someone else has done. And actions are extremely important. You know, we can say that we believe one way, but if we're not acting that way, what are we saying to the people that we're talking to? So as you are building your memories, remember how you are acting to get those memories. Okay, as a congregation, we are supposed to be spiritual. We're supposed to be uplifting and supportive. But how many of you have ever been to a congregation that you go to and go into coffee hour and you hear someone saying, "Did you see what they wore to church today? Can you believe she's here in that?" How supportive is that as a community? If what you say is you love as a community and you support one another as a community, how can you then turn around and backstab your fellow man and not support the people you're supposed to love? So when you are taking your actions, make sure they match your words, because that's what people define you by. You can say whatever you need to say, but if you can't act that way, then you're somewhat hypocritical, right? So as you're moving through your day and you're thinking of memories, and you're thinking of, you know, maybe someone you've lost, because it is Memorial Day weekend, and you're thinking of the people that have come before you, and understanding that the actions that you have today are the future generation's memories to go by. And that's what's important. So, when you are out there today, think about that. Your personal memories help define you. Your memories as a group help bring you together and closer as a culture, whichever culture you decide to belong to. And continue on your way with your actions, helping build the future generation's memories. Okay? Remember.